Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Vulture dictating an endoscopy report on Buddy D.O. Dot. Date of birth 8/28/1962. Date of procedure January 20, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Vulture D.O. Referring physician is Dr. Guerra Martinez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, and hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug error, so possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, oral experience of the patient. Period, the patient is brought to an endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period, digital rectal exam was run. Period, a well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and compounds of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. A retroflex was obtained at the rectum. Period. Boston Bob prep score was 8/3-3-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 5 diminutive rectal polyps, all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of an approximately 6 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a pedunculated, lobulated, thin stalk polyp that was approximately 1 centimeter in size that was removed with hot snare polypectomy at the base of the stalk, hemoclip was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line, there were 3 hepatic flexure sessile polyps, all removed with cold snare polypectomy, ranging in size from 7 to 8 millimeters. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending path, particularly if all polyps come back as precancerous. Next line, I recommend high fiber diet and good water intake with fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.